A non-discrimination proposal has been on the table for months. It has allowed ample time for dialogue and debate. But the conversation will conclude on Thursday, when the City Council will vote on whether to add three groups of people to the list of protections already in place. They are gender identity, sexual orientation, and veteran status. Among the recent arguments for and against the non-discrimination proposal is religion. So far, advocates of the ordinance say more than 60 faith leaders have signed a letter of support, including Reverend Charles Fredrickson. He leads the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd, a congregation that accepts lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people.
As faith leaders from a wide range of denominations, faith traditions, and communities from across San Antonio, we dedicate our lives to fostering faith and compassion and work daily to promote justice and fairness for all God's children.
Fredrickson and fellow faith leaders stood on the steps of City Hall to announce their hope that the ordinance passes. Mick Hinson of the Metropolitan Community Church says throughout history, people have misused scripture to cause confusion and instill fear in people.
In the mid-1800s, the church used a few verses out of context to try and derail giving freedom to slaves. In the early 1900s, the church used a few verses out of context to try and stop equal rights for women. In the mid-1900s, the church used a few verses out of context to try and prevent the civil rights movement. Here we go again.
Rabbi Elisa Coppell from Temple Beth El says the Jewish people are no stranger to being outsiders.
In the Torah, the most sacred text of Judaism, in Exodus 22:20, we read, "You shall not wrong or oppress a stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt." This idea is at our core.
She says she's used the debate in her sermons, and so has Reverend Leslie Price of Christ Lutheran Church.
This God who loves all of his children the same, so that when one of us goes without food or shelter, or when one of us is left out and excluded by another, God's heart of love is wounded and God gets angry.
She says when people choose to be divided because of exclusion, it makes God angry. Faith leaders are using the topic to talk about inclusion, but opponents believe the proposal tramples religious freedom and stifles free speech. Jonathan Sines leads Texas Values, a group dedicated to preserving and advancing a culture of family values in Texas.
The extreme power grab by the city council government on this issue is something that shocks the conscience and is tarnished the rich religious heritage of the city of San Antonio. And if Mayor Castro and Councilman Diego Bernal were looking for a way to divide the people of the city in San Antonio, they found it with this ordinance.
Last week, faith leaders opposed to the ordinance stood on the steps of City Hall themselves on the anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. 50 years later, Pastor Charles Flowers of the Faith Outreach Church says the law is still being used to lock up people's liberty.
When you begin to construct laws 50 years later that silence the mouths of people and close their ideas out of the marketplace and out of government, it is still very evident that we have quite a distance to go in this nation. And this is why we must not let this law pass.
But many believe updating the city code will strengthen the community by fostering an atmosphere of respect that'll protect everyone's rights and signal that San Antonio is welcoming to people no matter their beliefs. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.